Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. There's a lot to talk about in the world of tournament bass fishing. Two big events have happened over the last week. One of them was the Major League Fishing Red Crest. That took place in Lay Lake, Alabama. And the person who dominated, winning by nearly 30 pounds, was Dustin Connell, who just happens to call Clanton, Alabama home, so he might have had the hometown advantage here, and boy, he put it to use. Not only that, he got a $300,000 paycheck along with this trophy that makes him the best of the best in this tournament circuit. The other big event, that would be the Bassmaster Classic going on right now, and there's some really good sticks out there. In terms of the odds-on favorites of who might be winning, one of them is Jeff Gustafson, affectionately known as Gussie. He fishes out of a Lund boat, and he was the winner last year in Knoxville, Tennessee. In an article at Bassmaster.com, his chances are 7-1 of winning this year. One of my favorite anglers on the circuit, Brandon Polinuk from Rathdrum, Idaho, is got a 6-1 odds of winning. Now, he might be a dark horse here because this is his 13th trip to the Bassmaster Classic. And he got second place at Grand Lake back in 2013, so he knows and likes this lake. Don't count out Hank Cherry. His odds of winning are 5-1. He did win both the 2020 and 2021 Bassmaster Classic, and this two-time winner has a good chance of winning this one, too. Then there's Greg Hackney. He's from Gonzales, Louisiana. The odds of him winning are 4-1. He's been around for a long time. He's made 18 trips to the Bassmaster Classic, and his best finishes happened at Grand Lake. That was 13th place in 2013 and 10th place in 2016. So we'll see if this old pro is due. As for the odds-on favorite, though, overwhelming odds-on favorite, not just according to Bassmaster, but in all the forums that I've checked out, that would be Jason Christie. Now, Jason is actually from Oklahoma, so you might say Grand Lake is one of his home lakes. And he was the winner of the 2022 Classic at South Carolina's Lake Hartwell. This is his 10th trip to the Classic, and he has done very well on Grand Lake. In 2013, he finished in 7th place, and in 2016, he placed 2nd. As for who the actual winner is going to be at the Grand Lake of Cherokees, we will find out on Sunday, so stay tuned. Oh, and if you want to watch the Bassmaster Classic, you can do that too. You can catch it live on Fox Sports 1 from 6:30 to 9:30 a.m., and it'll stream from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the Bass website. You can also take in the weigh-in 5 o'clock on Saturday at the Bass website. The following day, the final day of the Bassmaster Classic, that would be Sunday, you can catch the action from 5:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Fox Sports 2, from 9 to 11 a.m. on Fox Sports 1, and from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Fox. You can also watch the weigh-in online at Bassmaster.com. I'll definitely be watching the coverage on Fox Sports and the Fox Channel, and I'll be checking out the weigh-ins online, too. And I'll tell you what, breaks my heart that I'm not going to be there in person, because I was supposed to be there in person. I had reservations. I had tickets. I was going to go out on the final practice day with one of the qualifiers. Got to do that in 2021 with Chris Johnson, learn more about pre-fishing in a day on the water with him that I'd ever learned in my whole life. And then I was going to interview the pros on the media day after the nice lunch they provide. That's at the convention center in Tulsa. And of course, you got to be in at the weigh-ins. It's a combination of NASCAR and fishing, and it's like nothing else, these weigh-ins. If you have not attended the Bassmaster Classic, you really ought to do so. And make sure you spend some time at the expo too, because it's like a huge sportsman show, but it's all dedicated to bass fishing. It's really something else. Why am I not attending, you ask? Well, some of you already know the answer if you've been listening to the show over the last few weeks. It's because I was at the Washington Sportsman Show in early February and managed to stumble over the curb at the motel I was staying at, and I shredded the tendon below my right kneecap. So I'm still on a leg brace, and I am not in any shape for flying or being on a boat or walking any great distances. But I've got a goal, and that goal is to get out of this leg brace and be fishing a pro-am tournament as an amateur out of my home lake of Potholes Reservoir in eastern Washington on April 25th and 26th. It's all part of the Big Bass Trail. The winner of that tournament is going to win a brand new Phoenix Bass boat. And the amateur who comes in with the biggest shared weight between the pros and the cos can win a $5,000 paycheck. I'm hoping that'll be me. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. And you know, Father's Day isn't that far away. Either is graduation day for your kid. And one great gift for either the dad or the grad would be a personalized Golden Boy lever action rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. Here's how you go about doing it. First off, you purchase a H004 series Henry Golden Boy rifle or Golden Boy silver. That's right, your choice of silver or gold on that rifle. And then think of up to 20 words you would like engraved on the receiver. Then you purchase a personalized Golden Boy or personalized Golden Boy silver receiver cover from henryoutfitters.com. Henry Repeating Arms will engrave your message on the receiver cover and make sure it looks perfect. They'll send it back to you, and you just replace the standard receiver cover with the new personalized receiver cover by just removing only 5 screws. Instructions included, no gunsmith needed. And then present this unique rifle in .22 caliber made in the USA to that dad or that grad. I guarantee they are going to cherish it for a lifetime. Find out more at henryusa.com, and don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog while you're there. Turning back to this week's show, we've got some great guests for you, and sticking with the theme of tournament fishing, we're going to talk to Keith Catfish Sutton. He is the editor of Catfish Now, a free digital magazine that you can check out at catfishnow.com, and this month's edition is all about tournament catfish fishing. You'll hear from a couple writers that'll help you get started in the sport if you've never tried it before. Another writer is a tournament director who's got some really good advice for you if you want to participate. There's, of course, some tips on how to catch catfish during the springtime. And Keith is just going to talk about the rise of tournament catfishing. It's really catching on throughout the country and in a different way than the bass tournament fishing scene works. Keith will explain more about that in just a few minutes. Another guest we'll have for you today is Shane Harris. He's the owner of Lazy Horse Outfitters in North Central Idaho, and he wants to take you hunting near the little town of Orofino on some private land that he's got leased. He's got openings this spring for black bear hunting and for turkey hunting. Not only that, if you go on a turkey hunt with him, he's going to give you, as a listener of the show, 20% off. All you have to do is just mention to him that you heard about the turkey hunts on America Outdoors Radio, and yes, you'll get $360 off your guided turkey hunt. All lodging and meals are included with both the bear and turkey hunts. You can even do a combo hunt if you want the last 5 days. In addition to this, Shane also offers mule deer hunts in the fall. ranging from 5 to 7 days, depending on whether you want to go after them with a modern firearm or with a bow and arrow. After that, we'll go ahead and share some audio I recorded at the Bighorn Outdoor Adventure Show in Spokane, Washington. Caught up with my old friend John McComey. He's the owner of McComey's Custom Lures, and he's got some absolutely beautiful lures that are going to work great for catching salmon and lake trout, not only off the West Coast, but also in places like the Great Lakes. I'm looking forward to sharing the details about his new lures with you, and I bet you you'll be going to his website after you hear this to go ahead and buy some. Last but not least, we're going to share an article with you from the Outdoor Wire written by Frank Sargent that's all about gators and crocodiles and pythons in Florida. They're causing some problems down there, but food researchers in Australia have come up with a novel way to tackle the python problem. We'll tell you more about that towards the end of the show. So go ahead and have a seat, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and right after this short word from our sponsors, we're going to go ahead and dive right into this with Keith Catfish Sutton. We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
When you think of WorkSharp knife and tool sharpeners, you probably think of sharpeners for the shop or the field, but WorkSharp has a whole lineup of sharpeners for the kitchen, too. We're talking about everything from easy-to-use manual and electric knife sharpeners to ceramic honing rods, whetstones, and the new rolling knife sharpener, an innovative manual sharpener that will do wonders for your cutlery. Make sure there's never a dull moment in your kitchen. Check out the entire product line and order today at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at CampChef.com. That's CampChef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Join Token's Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. We've got Keith Catfish Sutton on the line. He is the editor of Catfish Now, a free digital magazine that you can check out and subscribe to at catfishnow.com. Keith, great to have you back on the air.
Yeah, I always enjoy being with you, John, and talking about what we're doing at the magazine.
Well, I really like this month's edition. It's all about tournament catfishing, and I thought with the Bassmaster Classic going off this week that this would be a great time to talk about some other types of tournament fishing. You know, this sport has really, really been growing in recent years, hasn't it?
I'm going to tell you, it's extremely hard to keep up if you're a guy like me who loves catfishing with everything that's happening. We're seeing tournaments popping up all over the country and in other countries even. And I mean, everywhere from California to Pennsylvania and all the points in between, it seems like every week there's more and more tournaments popping up and more people enjoying competing in those tournaments.
I think it's interesting, too. I mean, when it comes to bass fishing, you got your spotted bass, your smallmouth, your largemouth. When it comes to catfish, you got your blues, you got your channel cats, you got your flatheads. And the different species of catfish, do they act very differently from each other? In other words, could somebody be really good as a tournament angler with blue catfish, but not so good with flatheads?
Yeah, that's a really good question, John. And yes, the answer is yes. The big three species, flatheads, blues, and channel cats, all have their own unique behaviors. Those overlap some, but if a guy is really good at catching flathead catfish, those tactics he uses might not be good for blues or channel cats and so forth. So, yeah, if you learn to fish for one of the three species in particular and not all three, and the person beside you out there on the lake or river is fishing for all three, they might have an advantage. So, yeah, you got to learn a little bit about each species.
Tournament catfishing is still a growing sport, I get the impression. You know, you head out to some of these big opens in like Texas and you might see 300 boats on the water. Even in the Pacific Northwest, you know, you'll see 100 bass boats on the water. But when I covered some of the tournament catfishing circuits a few years ago on the show, we were talking more like 20, 25 boats. Has it grown from there in some of the tournaments to those bigger numbers
Yes.
that we just mentioned?
Yeah, it definitely has, John. We're seeing a lot of tournaments that'll have 100 boats and some that'll have even more than that. There are many really big tournaments. For example, Mississippi River Monsters out of Memphis on the Mississippi River. That's a huge tournament. Draws a lot of competitors from around the country, all hoping to come and catch that monstrous catfish that might be caught there in the Mississippi, but it's happening all over the country. One of our writers this month, Brad Durick, is up in the Dakotas on the Red River. He guides up there, but he's also a tournament director, and he talks a lot about the tournaments up there in his article, and they're growing every year, and there's a lot of them. It surprises me sometimes how well each of them is doing when there are so many.
You know, I've got to tell you, I really like that article from Brad, and it's basically titled Tournament Fishing Advice from a Director. You know, he's got some really solid advice that applies not just for catfish anglers, but bass anglers or any other competitive angler, too. And I like, you know, one of them in particular is adjusting your pre-fishing tactics. And I've been guilty of this, and so have a lot of other folks, of winning the pre-fish and then going out there and bombing the tournament itself.
Yeah, I think anybody who's fished tournaments has probably experienced that in some form or fashion. So it is. It's good, solid advice. And Brad, he's been a director for so many different tournaments. He really knows. He's also a competitor. And his story I really enjoyed, too. He talks about how you need to be sure you meet the other anglers and get to know them and watch what they're doing to help you compete better. You know, get a solid partner to fish with you, spend more time on the water. Those seem real basic, but they're types of things people tend to overlook sometimes. And with tournament catfishing, in my mind, this and that, and tournament bass fishing, it's more of a family-oriented thing. There's a lot of families take their kids or their wives and compete in catfish tournaments, where maybe you don't see that quite as much in the bass fishing world.
I would agree with you on that. Kind of reminds me of the difference between duck hunters and dove hunters. Dove hunters are very social. Duck hunters, not so much.
Absolutely. It is a big social thing, I think. And I think one of the reasons, you know, they've been trying to get tournaments going for decades, and it didn't work at first because, in my mind, they were wanting to make it more of a Bassmaster thing. And catfish folks are just a little bit different. They're really friend-oriented, family-oriented, and the sport has to be that as well. And I think once people figured that out and started conducting their tournaments in that regard, that's when things really start taking off.
Another article I really enjoyed in this edition was Becoming a Catfish Tournament Fisherman by Terry Madewell. And I think it's really important you have something like that because there's a lot of folks who are going to be intrigued by the concept of tournament catfishing and may wonder, how do I get into it? And this article really checks off the marks, doesn't it?
Yeah, Terry's one of our really good writers who's a consistent contributor to Catfish Now, and he's been around. He knows as much about catfishing as any writer in the country, and he bases what he writes on his experience with people out on the water. And he talks in this article to several people who got involved and relates, you know, their experiences. And I think that's a big plus for people reading this issue is to hear from somebody like the people that Terry knows who are out there doing these things. One of the folks he interviews is a young lady named Abby Miller, and she's fishes with her dad in some tournaments out in North Carolina and has become quite a tournament marvel. So that's a really great article from Terry. Everybody ought to read.
And another one that's a great one for people just thinking about getting into competitive catfishing, written by veteran outdoors writer Brent Frazee, Tapping Your Competitive Spirit.
Yeah, Brent's another one who really has a lot of experience with catfish folks. And he's gone along, at least as a press observer, on a lot of tournaments, and I imagine he's fished a lot of them as well. And Brent offers a lot of short, easy tips that can help you get started if you're wanting to get in the tournament game. And his advice, just like the advice from the other guys, is really solid. Talks about starting small at the right level, building a team, having the proper gear, and learning as you go. Real solid tips for anybody who's been thinking about tournament fishing but hasn't yet gotten involved.
Well, all in all, a very solid edition of Catfish Now. And folks, if you want to check it out, just go to catfishnow.com. It's a monthly digital magazine, and you subscribe free, too. Just get your free subscription and get it delivered to your email box every month and become a better catfish angler, and maybe even a tournament catfish angler. Keith, great job on this edition, and thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Always a pleasure, John. Thank you for having me on.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. Hunt of a Lifetime. www.cfsa.org.
John Cruz here, looking to improve your bottom line as a business that caters to outdoors enthusiasts. You can do so for a very cost-effective price by advertising on America Outdoors Radio. I will tailor a marketing campaign for you, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners every weekend, tuning into our show on 135 stations in 33 states. We've got a sponsor opening right now, so contact me through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com and let's talk about...
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
.org.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we've got Shane Harris on the line. He is the man behind Lazy Horse Outfitters. It's a guide service in north central Idaho. And he's got some turkey hunts available along with some limited spring bear hunts that you might be interested in. Shane, welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. So before we get into the hunts themselves, let's talk about where we're hunting. You're in north central Idaho. You're located in Orofino, a place I regard as an excellent base camp for steelhead fishing on the Clearwater River, where you can actually reel in a steelhead up to 20 pounds. But you got some good hunting around there too, don't you?
It's very good hunting. Lots of deer, turkeys, and like you say, excellent fishing. And Clearwater River's known for its fishing and some very good hunting in the area.
Well, let's start off with the spring bear hunts. You know, a lot of states don't have spring bear hunts. Idaho still does. What's the season this year?
The unit that I hunt starts April 15th and goes until May 31st. We are still allowed to use bait in the state of Idaho, which that's all my hunts are bait hunts, stand hunts. And it's a nice little hunt. The weather's normally pretty good.
You know, there are folks out there when they kind of hold up their nose at the thought of bait hunts. And I used to be one of those guys myself. But then I came to realize that, you know, in certain parts of the country, the way the woods are and how thick they are and the terrain is, you can't do a spot and stalk hunt. And the only way you're going to get a bear is to use bait. Is that the situation where you're at?
Yes, it's thick timber, no real area for spot and stalk, and we still here in Idaho have use of dogs, but on the private land, and I'm surrounded by private land, it's hard with the dogs in the area that I'm at because a lot of times they end up on the neighbors, and so in my instance, the bait hunting is about the only way that I can do it. And like you say, in some areas where it is timber, thick timber, that's about the only way you can really get after the bears.
Let's talk about where you're hunting. I was going to ask whether it was public land or private land. Sounds like you've got a lease on some private land.
Yes, sir. Got 5,500 acres. It's all private, all surrounded by private land. So, a little hunting pressure. And it's timber. There's a few open hillsides, but it's mostly thick timber and brush and pretty good population of deer and bears and turkeys. A lot of it.
The bear hunts you offer are five-day hunts, and again, this gets back to the whole thing about whether it's ethical to hunt over bait. If you're offering a five-day hunt, doesn't mean bear's going to show up in the first hour, does it?
No, it does not. A lot of people have that concept, you're feeding them, they should be here, and, they're intelligent animals. It's, they're wild animals. They kind of know if you're in there, out of there, and it's not a given, that's for sure.
Where are folks staying when they're hunting with you?
I have a house in Orfino, and the hunting ground, it's a two-bedroom house in Orfino, just strictly for hunters. It's where the meals are served, and hunters are housed or sleep. And then the hunting area that I hunt is approximately 7 miles from here, so short little ride to the hunting area. And it's kind of, house is convenient. It's right in town. If a guy wants to zip down to the store or something, it's very convenient for that.
Well, and I've got to tell you, folks, having stayed in Orofino, it is a nice little town. It's got some restaurants, a couple of bars, it's got the grocery store, it's got everything you need, so it's a great base camp, especially for a five-day hunt. And your price point's not bad either, $3,500 for a five-day hunt.
Yes, sir. $35 for the bear. For a five-day hunt, that's lodging and meals included.
Well, let's turn our attention to spring turkey, because a lot of folks like to go after turkey. What kind of turkey do you have there in north central Idaho?
We have the Merriams here.
And you're offering three-day hunts for $1,800. Again, lodging, meals included. How many turkeys can you bring home?
The daily limit is two. You're allowed two bearded birds in the spring, and the daily limit is two. You can shoot both birds one day, but the spring limit is two birds.
And I understand you've got a few openings for the spring bear hunt. You've got a few more for the turkey hunt. And I understand you want to offer our listeners a bit of a deal.
Yes, sir. If any of the listeners give me a call or email, we'll give a 20% discount on the turkey hunts this spring. Mention the radio show and 20% discount.
Wow. All right. So the three-day turkey hunt, $1,800. But if you mention that you heard it on the radio, you're going to get 20% off that $1,800. That is quite a deal. That's $360 off. That is definitely worth your while. So you'll want to get a hold of this quick. Now, the turkey season in Idaho also starts April 15th, doesn't it?
Yes, April 15th and goes until May 25th.
How do you go about hunting turkey? Because there's a lot of different ways to do it. There's people who use little fan blinds. There's people who use ground blinds. There's people who just kind of sit against a tree and call them in. What do you like to do?
I personally kind of move around. I've been doing it for 30 years, and, I kind of know where these birds are at. And, I like to go from spot to spot. If you get over in this little area and they're not responding or something, I keep them moving until I find a bird that wants to play with us.
I love it. Again, folks, you're listening to America Outdoors Radio. We're talking to Shane Harris. He's the owner of Lazy Horse Outfitters in north central Idaho, and he's offering both turkey hunts and bear hunts this spring. Now, in addition to this, you've got a bear turkey combo hunt for $4,500, and that's a five-day hunt as well. That sounds like all sorts of fun.
Yes, sir, that is. You know, most of the bear hunting is done in the evenings, and doing the bear-turkey combo gives the guy a little something to do in the morning, and it's a very nice little hunt.
Sounds great. Now, we should tease the deer hunting you've got in the fall as well, because you've got whitetail rifle November rut hunts, you've got whitetail archery hunts, and mule deer hunts. Are these all taking place on the same property?
Yes, the same property.
All right. The whitetail rifle November rut hunt, $4,700. $3,500 for a seven-day archery hunt. And the mule deer hunt, $5,500 for 5 days. Is it predominantly whitetails or mule deer on the property you have?
Predominantly whitetail.
And let's talk about the size of these whitetails and mule deer, too. Are we talking young bucks or are we talking about some pretty good quality bucks?
You know, I personally like to see the three-year-old deer, you know, taken. I leave it up to the hunter. If he sees a deer that he wants to shoot, you know, I don't try to persuade him not to shoot it. But, you know, I'd like to personally see the three-year-old and up deer shot. And the same thing with the mule deer.
One more question I've got for you, and that's about drawing a tag, because I know Idaho is tightened up. How liberal they used to be with non-resident tags. Should people book first and try to draw a tag, or try to draw a tag first and then book?
The mule deer in that area right now is a draw. I do have access to two landowner tags, so I will have two tags. And then, you know, if a hunter wants to try and draw in that area, it would probably be best to put him in the draw for that, or, you know, whatever works for the hunter. Chances of drawing are the same, you know, if he puts in for it or if I put in for it for him.
And what about the whitetail? Is that a draw as well, or is that just an over-the-counter?
Right now, that is over-the-counter. There is a bill in the House where they're trying to make it a draw. So next year may be different. But right now, it's just over-the-counter. And they go on sale December 1st. And right now, most of the tags are sold out that same day for non-residents. So gotcha. A guy has to get on, you know, if you were trying to book a hunt for next year, December 1st, you would want to be in line or on the computer to get a tag.
Gotcha. All right. Well, bottom line, folks, is if you want to do a spring bear hunt, there is availability in North Central Idaho right now. If you want to do a turkey hunt, you can get 20% off the $1,800 price tag for a three-day hunt right now. And for 2025, you've got the option for whitetail and mule deer hunts as well. The website to go to is LazyHorseOutfitters.com. That's LazyHorseOutfitters.com. Get a hold of Shane. He will hook you up for a great hunt and a great stay in Orofino. Shane, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales. And let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we've got audio for you recorded from the Bighorn Outdoor Adventure Show in Spokane, Washington. Came across my old friend John McComey. He's the owner of McComey's Custom Lures. And John, you've got some new lures out, and I'll tell you what, these trolling spoons for lake trout, they are really good looking.
Yeah, we've got these new lake trout trolling spoons in with UV on them that just is dynamite. It just pops when it hits the water. Put a nice size 2 hook on them and Gamagatsus, and I think they'll do great for bows, browns, mackinaw, either in the lakes in the northwest and the west coast, and even in, over in the Great Lakes areas.
Oh, I agree completely. And, you know, you were shining a light on the frog lure, and my goodness, that pops. That is just an amazing paint job you have on all these lures.
Yeah, we have an outstanding painting company, and when I told them I want extra UV on this, it came out beautiful, and it's been our big seller. This is our third or fourth show this season, and we sell out every time. That's just hot. It's a hot lure.
You've got another new lure out. Actually, it's the Salmon Wobbler. Go ahead and tell our listeners about this.
Yes, we came out with a wobbler that's more for trolling and anchoring. In the past, we've had the Clancy's and FSTs and all that from back in the 80s and 90s. Well, this has the same action, but you can actually troll with it. And it looks just phenomenal out there. We've had them up in the shows in the Northwest here, and pretty much we only have about 20 left now. And hopefully we'll get our next ones in here. But we have them with a glow on them, and they come in 12 different colors. Greens and chartreuses and pinks and reds, and they're really, really fantastic. We put a size 6-aught Gamagatsu Big River hook on them with extra heavy-duty hardware on it, up over 100 pounds in pressure on it. So they're ready to take on anything big. Salmon, no problem. Muskie, pike. I think this would be a dynamite spoon for all of those species.
Well, I think it would work well for the lake trout, too. And again, we're not just talking West Coast here or in the ocean or in the Puget Sound. We're also talking like the Great Lakes. This would be a fantastic offering. Something else I really like about the Salmon Wobblers is they all have a hoochie tied on right over the hook. And I know those hoochies are a real attractant to fish.
Absolutely. I started hoochies several years back, and the catch ratio is so much improved over a non-hoochie lure. I mean, this just makes a night and day difference. And then you get the movement like a tail in the back and everything. It's fantastic on these wobblers.
I am guessing on the wobblers that you probably don't put bait on it because it's going to really retard the action.
Right. We don't put bait on it. We put the scent on the blade itself, on the spoon itself. We run it behind a triangle or a dodger. We tried it with a 360, and it just kills the action on it. So we recommend that you use a triangle or a straight dodger type, and then you'll have a good action on the spoon itself. We recommend about 28 to 32 inches back from your dodger or flasher, and then your bumper is about the same to your main leader. We want to do probably a 40-pound line on it, on your leader, and I think you'll have great success with these. I'm really pumped and excited about this new product.
What is your most popular product that you sell? Because you do have a good line of products.
Our most popular are the 4-inch salmon spoons, glow spoons, that we call them, and they've been our number ones for years. We've had them since, for at least over 10 years. And we keep bringing out more colors, and people just love them. Fishermen just love the new colors, and they go back to the old colors, too.
Well, the colors definitely are good, and in terms of size, it's kind of in between the salmon wobbler and the lake trout spoon, so it's just perfect for salmon, whether you're after Chinook or Coho. Love the fact that these also have the glow on them. And they also have the hoochie over the hook. So all sorts of lures to buy. You know, this show is being heard way beyond the Northwest. Where can folks buy your products? Website?
We can go to our website at McComas Custom Lures.com, or we are in several of the stores in the Northwest and West Coast.
All right. So look for McComas Custom Lures at quality sporting goods stores throughout the Pacific Northwest, or just go online anytime at all. At McComas Custom Lures.com. I'm going to spell that for you. McComies. That's McComas Custom Lures.com. Check them out today. Get loaded up on some of these spoons and catch more trout and salmon and steelhead. John, always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you, John.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Worksharp. And if you're going to be catching some lake trout or some salmon, you're certainly going to need a fillet knife to go ahead and get those fillets off those fish. And you're going to want that fillet knife to be sharp. And that's where Worksharp Tools comes in handy. You can either get an electric knife sharpener that you can use either in your kitchen or in your Worksharp, or go ahead and get a guided field sharpener or pocket knife sharpener to take with you. Both will fit very handily into the console of your boat, and you can get that fillet knife sharp in a hurry. And if you've got a bunch of fish, you can sharpen it again. Find out more at WorksharpTools.com and look for Worksharp products in quality sporting goods stores and hardware stores all over North America. Next, we've got an interesting story written by Frank Sargent for the Outdoor Wire about gators, crocs, and pythons in Florida. Last week was not a good week for people in Florida when it came to these species. The operator of a small sailboat was bitten by a crocodile at the Flamingo Basin in Everglades National Park, and later, an angler landing a bass near Leesburg got his hand bitten off by an alligator. Meanwhile, Burmese pythons are spreading in a great crawling wave across the Everglades and Big Cypress. In case you're wondering how many of these reptiles there are in the Everglades state, there's an estimated 1.3 million alligators there. And with more and more people moving into Florida, about 1,200 people a day, there's been a lot more conflicts. Meanwhile, American crocodiles, which were all but extinct 50 years ago, are now doing quite well on the southern tip of the state. In 1975, there was only 300 left, but now there's an estimated 2,000 crocodiles, some of them 50 years old and big enough to be a threat. Pets are at the greatest risk from both alligators and crocodiles. And if you don't believe me, ask any Florida duck hunter, because using the lab to retrieve waterfowl anytime the water temps is over 60 degrees, not a good plan and not a good ending for that lab. Same goes for walking Fido on the shores of a lake or a river. Frank wrote that when he lived on the Little Manatee River, he had to keep his dogs away from the seawall throughout the warmer months, which was every month except for February. And getting back to that man that was bitten at the Flamingo Marina, sailing in the boat basin, well, this was an area where fish cleaning regularly takes place. And it's a good bet that more than a few anglers have tossed fish remains into the water, and a fed crocodile, just like a gator or a shark, will hang around the same area and become a danger in many cases. As for those pythons, they've been battling that problem for quite a while now. But there is a potential solution, and it comes from some food researchers in Australia who think they've come up with a solution for world food insecurity called Let 'em Eat Snake. It turns out various python species are very efficient at converting almost any animal food into edible, high-protein flesh. While chickens, pigs, and cattle waste about 90% of the energy from the food they eat, maintaining a constant body temperature, snakes and other reptiles just need a bit of sunshine to keep themselves going. This means a high percentage of what they eat is converted to flesh. Researchers say snakes can be fed sausages of animal remains left over from conventional food animals after processing, mixed with soy protein, and produce more edible meat very rapidly. Think about it. You can have snake kebabs, snake creole, snake gumbo, snake pan-fried, deep-fried, stir-fried, pineapple steak, lemon steak, snake tacos, snake pizza. Oh, it just goes on. Whatever your imagination wants to have cooked up when it comes to a python. Now all you have to do is figure out how to catch a couple hundred thousand pythons scattered across South Florida. And hey, you can start up a new food industry. Of course, you will have to convince Americans to eat snake, because a lot of folks are averse to that right now. But there are people who eat snake in some states, especially Texas, and everybody I've met who's had one before says the same thing. They taste just like chicken. Our thanks again to Frank Sargent, writing for the Outdoor Wire about this very interesting subject. One last thing, if you get a chance, check out our website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. You'll get a preview of what's coming up on the next show. You can find stations and airtimes all over America, and you should also check out our sponsor pages, too. They're the ones that help us stay on the air. Sponsors like Camp Chef, the Dalles Area Chamber of Commerce in Oregon, Worksharp, Henry Repeating Arms, the Hunt of a Lifetime Foundation, and of course, Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska, also known as Alaska's Best Lodge. And on that note, it is time to go, but here's hope you're blessed in the days ahead, and here's hoping that you get out there on the water for some fishing, on the trail for some hiking, or maybe in the woods to scout out some of those turkey, because that season is coming up quick. Until next time, do remember this, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Help K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Bloodshed in Moscow, where 11 gunmen opened fire in a large concert hall. At least 133 people are known to have been killed. Dozens more have been hurt. Terrorist group ISIS taking credit. And authorities say that U.S. intelligence agencies had gathered information in recent weeks that ISIS was planning an attack in Moscow and shared the intelligence with Russia. BBC correspondent Will Vernon.
Washington says the Russian authorities were informed on several occasions that militants linked to the Islamic State group were planning attacks in Russia. Earlier this month, the U.S. Embassy in Moscow issued a security alert warning of the risk of attacks and specifically mentioning concerts. 4 days ago, President Putin poured scorn on such warnings, dismissing them as an attempt to sow fear and destabilize the country.
Also at townhall.com, a government requirement that cigarettes show graphic warnings about the dangers of smoking is indeed constitutional.
A federal appeals court this week upheld the required graphic warnings on cigarette packs and advertisements. The reversal of a lower court ruling is a victory for the Biden administration and a defeat for the tobacco industry. Big Tobacco complained that the warnings violated their free speech rights, but the government argued that graphic warnings and images were necessary because text-only warnings failed to deter teenagers from smoking. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Real estate brokerage company Compass Incorporated will pay $57 million as part of a proposed settlement to resolve lawsuits over real estate commissions. New York-based company also agreed to change a number of its business practices. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Political writer Ben Domenech says there's something of a political realignment underway, with U.S. Jews now questioning their loyalty to the Democrat Party.
The question is how much it is going to be something that has a lasting effect on our politics.
He says for years, American Jews have been under the impression Democrats were champions against anti-Semitism and unwavering supporters of Israel. Then came the party's response to October 7th.
And because they have learned that that's not the case, I think that they really are, you know, incredibly frustrated by the fact that for a lot of them, they've been supportive of the Democratic Party for a long time, under the notion that this was something where they were supporting their friends and would be supported in return, and they have learned that that is simply not the case.
Ben Nomendek was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says Chinese-controlled TikTok is using its power to spread nothing but lies about a House-passed bill that the popular social media app must be sold to new owners if it wants to operate in America.
They pushed in the pop-up ad that they forced on all of their users when the bill was going through the House of Representatives. It was filled with lies about the bill. They're calling it an outright ban. That is, of course, not true. What we're trying to force is a divestiture.
Gallagher urging the Senate to pass a measure that would force the sale of TikTok to a company not controlled by the Communist Party.
To say that China does not, the Chinese Communist Party more specifically, does not control TikTok just misunderstands the reality of how the economy works in China. There is no such thing as a private company in China.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Is your Rottweiler acting a bit rebellious? Does your Manx kitten have you totally mystified? Are your Schnauzers behaving a bit suspicious? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and truly want to understand your dog's or cat's behavior almost as well as they understand yours, maybe you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior, maybe you just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals just like you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat, if you just want to share a comment about a great dog or cat you adopted, maybe an older senior dog or cat you rescued, I'd love to hear from you. Or if you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, they're jumping, they're digging, the cat scratched your favorite chair, pooped on your bed, doesn't get along with the new cat, you take your dog for a walk, he sees another dog and he becomes Cujo all of a sudden, you get the idea. If you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, that is what this show is all about, helping you resolve any issues you may be having with them, and as I said, a lot more likely, any issues they may be having with you. And by the way, if you happen to be new to the Pet Show or a regular listener, it makes no difference, because everyone that calls into the show and gets to talk to me live on the air today will be getting an absolutely amazing gift. Not for you, but for your beautiful dog or cat. And I'm not giving away biscuits and milk bones here. Many of the items I give away on the Pet Show are worth as much as $30, $40, $50. And people always say, Warren, why do you give this stuff away? Well, sometimes the product I'm giving you is directly related to the situation you're calling about. So plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Let me tell you what's coming up on today's show. We'll try to get to all these topics because your questions are my first priority. So if we don't, I'll put them up on my Instagram and YouTube. Here's number one. You know, we can agree that for the most part, our dogs have very little control over their lives. So what is the term agency? Agency. And how can it make you a better pet guardian? We're going to talk about that a little bit later on the show. I think you're going to find it real interesting. Also coming up, want to start an argument? Just sit down with a cat guardian and a dog guardian and ask, are cats as smart as dogs? Let me tell you, folks, it's almost as bad as a championship UFC fight. But I do have the answer coming up. Are dogs smarter than cats or are cats smarter than dogs? I'll tell you. Also, lick, 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 lick. We all have dogs that lick themselves and wonder why. Coming up, the top 10 reasons your dog may be licking too much. And if that weren't enough, did you know, and this is sad, pet theft is up 40%. We'll talk about the solar eclipse coming up in your pets and unpredictability, how it affects your pets as well. And if we have time, I'm going to share a story about, you guys know, I don't have to tell you, I moved recently. Within the last 4 weeks, I moved to a new community in Arizona, and I had a little problem with a neighbor. If we have time, I'll talk about that a little bit later. I think you'll find it interesting. I got a video on it, too. I'll tell you where to look at it as well. As always, plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So if your pet is jumping, chewing, scratching, confused about the litter box, maybe that rescue dog isn't housebroken. Maybe that dog doesn't get along with other dogs or some people, or your dog just believes that if he sees it, he's got to hump it. Give me a call. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Question of the day. Do you let your pets make choices? Do you let your pets make choices like where they want to sleep or where they want to walk? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. I'm going to get right to the phones because we're jamming already. How about we start out with Elise first? Hi, Elise. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Thank you. I'm usually last, like I would have been last on your last show.
And I'm just going to say thank you for being so patient listening to the LA show. I didn't have enough time, so I'm glad we were able to take you first here. What can I do for you, Elise?
Thank you. Well, normally my life is trap, neuter, returning cats and fostering cats, but I recently lost my 18-and-a-half-year-old Tortie.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. And so in her honor, I decided to foster my first dog foster, who is a brindle Staffordshire Terrier, and they looked alike. They don't act alike, but they looked alike. And the mom had, I thought in the picture, two puppies, but she had eight puppies. So I have a foster dog and eight puppies, and why I'm calling is because I want to make sure her next transition is as smooth as possible. She came from a backyard breeder who relinquished her and her eight puppies and the dad to a shelter, and a reputable rescue took her out, and they were looking for a foster.
Let me go over a couple of things to you. First of all, the breed of dog, is it an American Staffordshire Terrier or a Staffordshire Terrier? Do you know?
I don't know. I was just told Staffordshire Terrier.
Okay, because the American Staffordshire Terrier is a little bit bigger than the Staffordshire Terrier, a breed I'm very familiar with.
She might be on the smaller side.
Okay.
I can't confirm. I don't know. They just told me Staffordshire Terrier.
At least you're too young to remember this, but years ago there was a major shoe company. They're still around, called Buster Brown.
Yes.
Buster Brown shoes. It was Buster Brown shoes. I'm Buster Brown. I live in a shoe. This is my dog, Tig. He lives there, too. Now, I was hired many, many years ago to train the Buster Brown dog, Tig, for the company. And we went all over the United States and Puerto Rico and Canada promoting Buster Brown shoes to kids all over the place. And what an amazing breed of dog it is. But they do need some socializing and some training. So in terms of the breed of dog, it's an amazing breed of dog. The thing that you're going to have to find right now is someone who's going to have a little patience, compassion, time, love, because what's going to happen is these dogs that come out of situations like this with irreputable breeders or whatever, once they realize and once they understand the concept, even my own dog took me almost a year, once they understand the concept, this is home. I found, you're going to make me cry now, I found my forever home. This is it. I've been looking into this my whole life, and I found it. And little by little, that confidence will start to build up, and you will notice whoever adopts this dog or whatever home you find for this dog, he'll be the greatest dog in the world. Amstaffs or Staffs, just an amazing breed. Sometimes people look at them, they're classified as pit bulls, and even if they were, what's the big deal? It's just an amazing breed of dog. So I think you'll be fine. What I'd like to do is I'm going to send you a copy of how to get your dog to do what you want, and if you have someone who is adopting the dog, what's the dog's name? I hate saying the dog. What's the dog's name?
I've been calling her Mama. They're calling her Juliet, and her husband, who was in the shelter as well, came out recently, had kennel cough. They're calling him Romeo. So I just call her Mama, and my fear is she's so fiercely protective over me and deeply in love with me that to me, I'm her home, her savior.
Well, why can you not keep her?
I cannot keep her because of her strength. My dad is in his late 80s, and
Let me stop you for a second.
Yeah.
Just because the dog is powerful doesn't mean it's any more dangerous for your dad than a chihuahua that can jump on his lap and hurt him as well. If the dog is properly socialized and the dog is properly educated, this could be the greatest companion your dad ever had. But that's a choice you're going to have to make. I'm not going to go one way or the other. My only recommendation is when you find the person that is going to adopt this wonderful, beautiful dog, what I want you to do is make sure they spend many time coming to your home, getting to know the dog, walking the dog, feeding the dog. So when you make the transition, it's the transition somewhere where the dog already knows the people. And when they do take the dog over there, they should bring whatever bed the dog's been sleeping in, all the other things as well. Now, my wish, if you were to say to me, Warren, what would your dream be? My dream would be that you keep the dog, find a trainer to come into your home, work with you and your dad and the dog, because this dog, I can already tell, knows that you saved his life and will pay you back every day for the rest of his. But that's a choice you're going to have to make. Hope that helps you out of it. What I'm going to do, Elisa, I'm going to send you a copy of how to get your dog to do what you want. I want you to follow through. Keep me posted, will you?
Yes, and by the way, all my rats liberated from labs say hello to you. Well, I know you've met some of them in the past.
I have met your rats. I've met many rats in my days, but I loved your rats the best. Anyway, at least don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on
hold. Thank you very much.
You have a great day. I'm going to send you a copy of how to get your dog to do what you want. Yeah, I'm friendly with everything. Rats, dogs, doesn't make any difference. All right, listen, I got to take a break or I'm in trouble. So Phil, Lenny, Carmen, Deborah, don't go anywhere. We'll get to all your calls right after this. A quick break, then right back at you. I'm bragging. Yeah, I'm bragging. If you're sick and tired, and who isn't sick and tired of your dog or cat's excessive shedding? If they're constantly scratching, constantly licking, what you need is my own 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treat. Let me tell you why. Number one, it is so rich in antioxidants, that's why my name and face is on every jar, that Hugs and Kisses can actually rebuild the health of your dog or cat. Now, you know I developed Hugs and Kisses for my own pets, and now I've made it even better. Hugs and Kisses is now incredibly enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help maintain and keep your dog and cat's hips, joints, and bones in tip-top shape. Not only that, I added prebiotics to the probiotics because prebiotics feed probiotics, making them work so much better, giving your dog and cat this incredible healthy gut. And as we know now, healthy gut means healthy body. Hugs and Kisses really work to help prevent excessive shedding, dry skin, and bare spots with just the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. That's why in the Hugs and Kisses formula now, we have both lecithin and biotin together. Nothing better for dry skin, shedding, dander, hot spots, all just the back on. That's why Hugs and Kisses supplement is now an Amazon's choice. I want you to check out Hugs and Kisses supplements available at Amazon.com. They're also available at Walmart.com, or you can go directly to my website, ThePetShow.com. Don't forget that, ThePetShow.com. But here's the difference. If you're like me, sometimes you want to call what you're ordering. You want to get some information. Call my office. This is my office number. If we're not there, we'll call you back. Write it down. 1-800-430 and the word HUGS, H-U-G-S. That's 1-800-430-4847. Check out Hugs and Kisses today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, ThePetShow.com. Call 1-800-430-HUGS, then watch your dogs and your cats improve from the inside out. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
My dog's better than your dog. My dog's better than yours.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free entrepreneur's guide to trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals, and I want them to live a long life. That's why I developed the Lucy Pet Formulas for Life dog and cat food. Breakthrough nutritional advancements in prebiotics have proven to play a key role in natural immunity. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life is the only food with prebiotic balanced fiber that promotes gut health, the first line of defense to staying healthy. You are what you eat, and that goes for your pets, too. So please try Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hi, this is Lynn
10 to 5. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I'd like to know. We are back on the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. That is the phone number. Plenty of time for your calls. Do you let your pets make choices? A little bit later today, I moved to a new community in Arizona from Santa Monica, California, about 4.5 weeks ago. And you know me, I get along and I love everybody. And I already had a conflict with one of my neighbors. He may have to bail me out. Anyway, I'll talk about it a little bit later. See if you agree with me or disagree. But right now, let me go to Phil calling from California. Hey, Phil, welcome to the show.
Hi, Warren. So we have two cats. One's 16 years old, who I've grown old with. We got him when he was a year, a rescue cat. Our other cat is a toothless rescue cat. But regardless, the 16-year-old's name is Oliver, and he's got some dementia, kidney issues, arthritis issues, irritable bowel syndrome, diabetes, pre-diabetes, basically. And the last month and a half or so, instead of pooping in his litter box, he's been pooping on our carpet. So we got a big area rug, and now he poops on the area rug, and we have to clean it and disinfect it every morning. We don't know if it's the dementia.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things going on here between the dementia, between the kidney problems, between the other physiological problems that he's going through. Can I answer this question? If this was my cat, Phil.
Yeah.
Okay. If this were my cat, I'd be following it around with a mop every day. I mean, that's just the way it is. In other words, or confining him to a room. Okay, either confining him to a room or following around with a mop. You've had the cat for 16 years. He's going through this horrible time between the dementia, doesn't know what's going on. Maybe he doesn't have the same feeling in his butt he used to have, doesn't even realize he's going. Everything smells different. Everything looks different. The hearing's not the same. The eyes aren't the same. The sense of smell isn't the same. Maybe it's a little hard for him to get in and out of the litter box. If you want to try putting down a couple of more litter boxes with lower sides, I'm okay with that. But at this point, in terms of trying anything else, if the vet's done everything he can do, I would give the cat a kiss on his head, say thank you for being with me every day that you're here. We've grown all together. And I would confine him. I know it's a pain in the butt, no pun intended. I would confine him to a room. Confine him to a room where he's nice and safe, a room that's easy to clean up. Usually the kitchen's the easiest place to clean up because it's a tile floor. Continue using a stain and odor remover. He's probably embarrassed as well. You know, cats and dogs do get embarrassed also.
He runs. After he poops, he runs across under the bed.
Yeah, because because at that point, maybe what would happen? You know, dementia is a funny thing. It comes in and goes out sometimes. But, you know, if this were my cat, the bottom line is I would keep him in a private room unless I was there with him. You know, he can spend with the other animals. And I would just clean up. He's 16 years old, and with the dementia and all the other things that are going on with him, even your vet's going to probably tell you that this is, if it was a dog, I'd have you put a diaper on him, but it's pretty difficult to get a diaper on a cat.
Okay, so there's a chance of putting him to sleep, you think?
Why?
Or?
Why? Why? Why would you put him to sleep? If he's not in pain, and the only problem you're having, he's eating.
No.
He's eating.
I see.
So in other words, what I'm saying is, you know, let's maintain whatever amount of time with all these things going on with him. Who knows how long he's going to be with us. Give him a hug and a kiss. Thank God every day that he's there.
Yeah.
Keep him in a room that makes it easy for you to clean up, and I think that's the best way to approach it.
Yeah, I give him, he comes up for hugs every night. He jumps on the bed, and he asks for a hug, puts his head next to mine, and I hug him.
He's losing weight.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Warren.
No, it's not going anywhere, Phil. I'm going to put you on hold. I want to send you some kitty lickies for your other cat. I really appreciate that phone call. And I know it's tough to go through, and I know it's hard, but I can only tell you, when my mom had a dog that I rescued, and the dog lived way beyond me moving out of the house. And for the last year of that dog's life, it was incontinent. My mom followed around with a mop and a buck. And if someone didn't come into the house.
It's like people, too. It happens to people, too. I'm in my 70s now. I figure when I'm in my 80s, I'm going to be in a smaller place. And my kids and my grandkids will be around me helping me out.
There you go. We all need a little help once in a while, so help that cat out. Don't go anywhere. Feel some kitty lickies for my friends at Lucy Pet on its way, and I appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. I got one line open. Take a break. When we come back, we got Lenny, we got Carmen, we got Deborah in Delaware. Get to all your calls, 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is the Pet Show.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Teresa Payton is a renowned cybersecurity expert who served as the first female White House Chief Information Officer, and she's the founder of Fortilis Solutions, a company specializing in cybersecurity. So we asked her, what's the most popular cyber scam?
They still love to use social engineering emails and text messages. So for example, during the holiday season, they really amp up using Amazon, FedEx, USPS, UPS, and say things such as, nobody was home to sign for this package, click here. And then you don't realize you're turning over information about yourself. They just take advantage of us. They watch the calendar, they watch the headlines, and they leverage that to trick us in our very busy work and personal lives.
We'll have more cyber scams tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Join us on April 4th at the Wind River Event Center for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Chloe Cole. She will discuss the issues of transgender ideology, emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
While this event takes place at Wind River Resort and Casino, it does not necessarily reflect the beliefs or values of Red Rancheria.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Benson.
And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. That phone number, 877-725-8255. Just a reminder that if you call me and we talk live on the air, a great gift will be on its way for your dog or cat. Today's show, I got hugs and kisses to give away. I got Lucy pet food to give away. Those amazing kitty lickies. Copies of my best-selling books, either dog or cat. I have those air horns that everyone who has a dog that takes them for a walk should have. T-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright and more. So great time to give me a call. And by the way, many of these items worth as much as $40 or $50. So if you have a question or comment, just want to share a great story or brag about your pet, phone number 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Just before I get back to the busy phone lines here, you know, the question comes up frequently that dogs are so much smarter than cats and blah, 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 blah. So I thought that I would approach it this way. I was doing an interesting show, and someone said to me, Warren, so what's the bottom line? Are dogs smarter than cats or are cats smarter than dogs? Here's the response. Asking whether a dog is smarter than a cat is like asking whether a hammer is a better tool than a screwdriver. It depends on what it was designed for. This is not to say that animal behavior researchers haven't tried to measure dog and cat intelligence or precisely cognitive abilities beyond those needed to sustain life. But their needs are different. Their approach is different. The difference between a hammer and a screwdriver. Maybe a little bit of a rough one there, but if you think about it, it's right on target. Use a screwdriver for certain things, a hammer for other things. Same thing with dogs, same thing with cats. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Hey, Lenny. Welcome to the show, Lenny. How are you?
Hi, Warren. I have a question. I need your expertise. I'm going to rescue an animal, but I'm conflicted whether I want a bird between a parakeet, African black, or gray is it, I'm sorry, a Persian kitty, or a small dog. What do you recommend?
Whoa.
I know. Should I call back another time?
A bird, a cat, or a dog?
Like those little, they're not poodles, but they're a mixed breed with a poodle, and they don't
They're a little blended breed. So let me ask you a question. What's your lifestyle? Tell me about your lifestyle. Do you work? Are you home?
I'm single. I live in a 1,800-square-foot condo with 18-foot ceilings so the bird could fly around maybe, and I go to the movies and go dancing and out to dinner.
Do you have a lot of friends in the building with dogs?
We have two dogs, and that's it.
In the whole building?
Yeah, there's 30 units, and there's 90 in the complex, but in this 30, I know of two dogs.
You know,
and there's the little poodles.
Lenny, this is a tough one for me, because I've had as many as 30 dogs, 27 cats, chickens, ducks, two 1,200-pound pigs, 30-some-odd rabbits,
wow,
and a couple of parrots and snakes at one time. So what's the best pet? It depends on you. Did you grow up with any pets? Did you grow up with dogs?
No, I haven't ever had a pet, but I'm getting older, and everything I read says I should get a pet. So I can take care of a pet, so... why not save a pet?
Well, are you very active? Is it something, are you going to be wanting to walk the dog on a regular basis?
I don't mind walking the dog. I take walks on myself all the time.
I think maybe, nothing wrong with a cat or a bird. They're great. Maybe one of each. But I think at this point, I would consider adopting, I'm not going to ask your age, but adopting maybe an older dog. A dog that may have already been housebroken, already a little bit older, already a little bit mellow. They need homes, and you'd be saving his life, and he'll pay you back every day for the rest of the year. So if I were you, I would be looking for, and there are so many small dogs at shelters and small dog rescues around, I would be looking to find a dog maybe 3-4 years old, even older, 7-8, and I would that's how I would recommend what you do at this point. It already has some training in it. It may come with some issues, but those issues will dissipate within time, and you got access to me. So I think the bottom line is, in your case, you're a walker, you're a busy guy. I think maybe, and from a socialization perspective, I think maybe a dog is the way to go.
Okay, so the bird's no good.
No, not no good. The bird, no. Birds are great. Birds
the reason
are great,
I thought was that because that African bladed black, darn it, gray is like really, they say it's like the smartest bird in the world.
Let me tell you about African gray parrots, okay? If you get an African gray parrot and you have a glass of ginger ale and you burp, that parrot will burp for the rest of its life. They have an incredible vocabulary. At one time in my life, I had rescued African gray that had a mouth like a drunken sailor. I'm going to say drunken sailor. That's not what I should say.
I know what you mean.
But anyway, bottom line, it had had a lot of cussing problems, and it took me almost 3 years to change the bird's vocabulary. By the way, not an easy thing to do. So, yeah, you know, African grays are fine, but they're very smart. They're not just a bird you put in a cage. You know, they need a lot of socializing, a lot of care, a lot of time spent with them. So a bird would be fine, too. But you said that you like to go for walks. You live in a condo. You sound like a pretty social guy. So I just kind of felt that maybe from a socialization and an aging point of view, a dog, you know, you walk. Walking your dog, you're meeting people, you're getting more exercise than normal. Maybe that's the way to go. Although your choice, whether you chose a cat, a bird, or a dog, bottom line is you're not going to go wrong with any of them. I'm just recommending
great.
A dog.
I appreciate the answer.
Lenny, let me know what happens. Don't go in there to me. Tell me to put you on hold, Lenny, and I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. So when the dog comes into the house, you are ready to go. That was a tough question. Dog, cat, whatever. Jason, can you be patient with me? Carmen, be patient with me. Deborah, be patient with me. I want to tell you something that happened to me this week, okay? It's going to take me a few minutes, so just bear with me. As you know, I moved to a new location about 5 weeks ago. Beautiful community in Arizona. Been here with my two dogs, Molly and Willie. Together they weigh maybe 13 pounds. So I've been in the community for a little over a month. I'm out in the backyard with my dog, Molly. The next door neighbor was moving his trash barrel, which made a lot of noise. And something my two rescue dogs are not used to. So my 10-pound Molly barked twice, literally barked twice. Woof, woof, no more than that. Woof, woof. When all of a sudden I heard a loud voice yell, "Shut up." For a split second, it didn't register. But then I said to the neighbor, "Did you just tell my dog to shut up?" He said, "Yes, I did. And by the way, get those dogs trained." He has no idea who I am. He has no idea that I train 10,000 of dogs for every military and police department all around the world. So get them trained. I had to laugh at that. At which point, I'll be honest with you guys, I let some expletives go out there and fly. I used some words that I normally don't use. The bully, as they normally do, retreated into his house. And I guess he was a little nervous. First of all, you never tell my dog to shut up. He barked twice. He's new in the neighborhood. You have a problem? You talk to me. Tell the dog to be quiet. You don't tell my dog to shut up. So my wife, Denise, had this great idea. Here's what you should do, Warren. She doesn't know who you are. Take some of your best-selling books. You have dozens of them. Take your best-selling training books and leave them on his front stoop so he realizes who you are. I said, nah, that's not a good idea. So we posted something this week on my, by the way, if you're not following me on my Instagram, you should. Instagram at Warren Eckstein, Facebook.com at Warren Pet Talk, link, whatever you follow. So we posted a video. I made a video. It's kind of funny, but what my wife did on the video was kind of unusual. She wrote this. "I guess the next door neighbor realized that you don't jump on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, and you certainly don't tell Warren's dogs to shut up." So the deal was, I could have been in jail because I got really upset and was really angry. Why does someone have to be like that? I'm new in the neighborhood. The dog literally barked twice, woof, woof. And I guess the guy's, there's going to be another conflict with this guy. So if I do a GoFundMe page and you got to bail me out, you know what? So that's what I want to toss to you guys. What would you have done in that situation? You're in a new neighborhood. You've met great people. I met so many amazing people. The dogs met new friends. I met new people. It was great. One next door neighbor tells my, first of all, you're not going to ever tell my dogs to shut up, tells my dogs to shut up, and I reacted. If I was a little bit closer, I might have reacted a little bit more physical, but I didn't. I held myself back. I did, and I haven't seen him since, and I'm hoping I don't. Anyway, would you agree, or just, did I overreact? Would you have reacted the same way? Please give me a call. And from my perspective, let me just say this, and then I'll move on. These dogs are my kids. All my animals are my kids. I have great nieces and nephews, and I love them all. But my dogs are my kids, and I love them as much as anyone loves any of their kids. These are my kids. And I'm saying to myself, if this guy had grandkids over there, and I were to tell his grandkids to shut up because they're yelling out, Marco Polo, Marco Polo, that would be totally wrong to do, and I would expect him to come back and hit me or something. But yet he felt it okay to yell at my dog. I guarantee you, after my conversation quickly over the fence with him, I don't think he'll ever tell my dogs to shut up again. Did I do the right thing or the wrong thing? Please bail me out or tell me I was wrong. I'd love to hear from you. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then I'll get to all your calls. We're going to get to you, Carmen, Deborah, and Jason. You got some great calls coming up. 877-725-8255. Listen, if you're not feeding your dogs and cats Lucy pet food, don't blame me. I've been telling you about Lucy pet food now for over 5 years. It's the food I've been feeding my own rescues, Molly and Willie, the culprit, for the last 5 years as well. Why? First of all, you have no idea where your dog or cat food is made. I'm going to tell you where Lucy Pet Food's made, in Southern California, at their own manufacturing plant, with their own laboratory, with their own staff that has the passion that you have for your pets as well. Lucy Pet Food is the food I've been feeding, and every day I get emails and letters and texts from listeners all across the U.S. and Canada saying, Warren, what a difference we've noticed since switching our dogs and our cats to Lucy Pet Food. As a matter of fact, here's one of those listeners right now.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet Formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whine.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet Formula.
You know, I hear these stories every day from people that have switched to Lucy Pet Food. You should be one of those people, too. Maybe I'll put you on the air also. I want you to go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com. When you go there, you can get the Lucy Pet Food, the wet, the dry food for your dog, the wet, the dry food for your cat, kitty lickies, hip to be square, the dog food rolls. Spend just $35 at LucyPetProducts.com. Just $35 and shipping will be free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. 35 years ago, I put my reputation on the line, developing my Hugs and Kisses of vitamin mineral supplements for dogs and cats. Your favorite product now offers improved joint health, plus lecithin to reduce shedding and promote healthy skin and coat. Here's what my listeners say about the new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses.
I'm Ellie with Bassett Beagle Rescue of the Heartland. Our rescues arrive with dry, flaky skin and digestive problems. On the radio, I heard about the 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses and tried them on our worst cases. Within weeks, we noticed how much better their skin and coats looked. The prebiotics and probiotics in Hugs and Kisses supplements boosted our rescues' immune systems and digestion. Our senior beagles also responded to the joint health in Hugs and Kisses. Our rescues leave so much healthier than when they arrived, thanks to Hugs and Kisses.
The new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses is an Amazon's choice. Also, Walmart.com and Wish.com, or log on to ThePetShow.com. That's ThePetShow.com or call 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cashback app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes. I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo
promo code 2024 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code 2024 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code 2024 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code 2024.
Transfer options to four-year universities, highlighting how Shasta College's transfer guarantees with all the California State Universities and six of the Universities of California. That's Tuesday, March 26th via Zoom, 6 to 7 p.m. Learn more about how your student can save money and time by transferring from Shasta College. For questions, call Enrollment Services at 530-242-7790 or go to ShastaCollege.edu.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
And we are back on the Pet Show. The phones are jamming. Let me get right back to the phones. Let me go to my friend Carmen. Hey, Carmen, welcome to the Pet Show.
I live in Menifee. I spoke with you about 5 or 6 months ago. I had a rescue dog that crossed the Rainbow Bridge, and I had asked you if I thought it was best to go to rescue or a shelter. And you give your opinion. And 2 days ago, I went to a shelter, picked up this little 12-pound dog that's Dachshund Chihuahua Mex. He's about 12 pounds. He constantly humps me or anybody the minute he sees their leg exposed.
Okay, well, let me go over a few things with you, okay? I'm sure you're a beautiful woman. I'm sure all your friends are beautiful people, but don't feel flattered. The dog is not humping your leg because he's trying to be sexually attracted to you. Dogs, when they come out of an environment like a shelter and they come into a new environment, especially a dog that's been around a lot of other dogs in a shelter, is humping from a dominance perspective. So don't feel flattered. Your leg might be attractive, but that's not why he's doing it. It's strictly dominance behavior. Very easy to resolve. What you need to do right now is to establish some good basic training with the dog so you have a positive way, because what happens when he humps your leg now, you shake and say, no, get off, just going to get the dog more excited. The way to do it with basic training, letting the dog understand what he's supposed to do and being able to correct him the right way without spending so much time on the negative that is only going to make that negative more reinforced. Easy problem to resolve. I'm sorry I broke your heart. You might have a beautiful leg, but he's not humping it. I literally have people think that the dog's trying to have sex with the leg. No, that's not the reason. Anyway, Carmen, the way to stop it, it's not cold showers. It's not a copy of Play Dog magazine. What I want you to do is some good, solid, basic training with the dog. This dog's going to turn out to be the greatest dog you ever had. They understand when you save their lives. Take it from me. Carmen, I got to move on, but let's send Carmen a copy also of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. I'm giving away books like crazy. It's kind of interesting, though, that a lot of people, Carmen, you're going to copy How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. It's interesting to me, though, that that so many people think a humping dog is doing it because they find their leg attractive. Now, we might be good-looking, but let me tell you, that's not why the dog is doing it. I've seen some ugly people being humped by dogs' legs. Let me just leave it at that. Anyway, let me take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to get to Deborah, Jason, James. We got Mike the trucker near Fresno. We got James in Tyler, Texas. We're all over the place. Anyway, listen. I want to tell you about an organization I want you to help, because if you knew that with every single dollar you donated, every single dollar, you could absolutely change the destiny of dogs and cats that had a really tough shot. These are animals that were thrown out of cars in the woods in the cities all across America. If you could save them, isn't that a legacy you'd want to leave behind? Of course it is. For over 44 years, my good friend Leo Grillo and Delta Rescue would never be able to do the absolutely life-saving work they do every single day without you, my listeners, and your generous support. From saving lives to actually providing lifetime, you know how expensive that is? Lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats. Delta is the group that deserves your dollars. That's why I decided personally to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. A bequest to Delta will make your legacy work for the animals now, avoid fundraising costs, and provide tax benefits. Delta Rescue, by the way, is a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and they prove every day that your donation dollars are doing what they should be doing, helping the animals. If you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs and cats and horses happy, safe, healthy, and loved for the first time in their life. Go to the website, DeltaRescue.org. It's DeltaRescue.org. I want you to read the stories of how these throwaway pets were rescued by Delta. Then ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your own estate planning or to make a donation. So log on to DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Or text them directly to dogs@801-801. That's dogs@801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The year of the cat. I'm looking at my clock here. I see that I have a minute left before the top of the hour, but I have a whole other hour to go. So I don't want to rush anyone. Deborah in Delaware, you have an indoor-outdoor cat that's been missing. Hang in there with me. I'll give you some advice, and hopefully we can help you find that cat. Jason in Traverse City, we'll talk about your calico cat that wakes you up with her whiskers on his face. James in beautiful Tyler, Texas, I want to hear your story about a ticket he got for having your talking dog. Oh, Tyler, Texas, you guys amaze me. And Mike, the trucking curmudgeon, I want to talk to you near Fresno, California. We'll get to all your calls. We have a whole other hour to go, plenty of time for your calls, lots of great stuff to give away. I want to hear from you guys, too. Do you think I was wrong or right? Quite honestly, what I wanted to do was go over and just give my neighbor a good whack in the face. But, you know, I'm a little older now, and I restrained myself from doing that. But what kind of moron yells at a 11-pound dog to shut up when he barked twice, rough, rough, and he's a new dog in the neighborhood? What do you think? Did I do the right thing, or am I still going to get in more trouble? Give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.